All right, so I've been thinking about where to actually start with this series, because music theory has this reputation for being intimidating, all these rules and ratios and Latin terms. But the thing is, for someone who wants to score films, the entry point isn't really rules, it's emotion.
Exactly. And the most fundamental unit of that emotion is something called an interval. It's just the distance between two notes. That's it. But that distance carries a specific psychological flavor, and composers use those flavors deliberately to shape what an audience feels.
So when we say distance, we mean in pitch, how far apart two notes are on a scale.
Right. And here's the physics underneath it. A musical interval can actually be described as a ratio between the frequencies of two notes. The higher note vibrates faster. A perfect octave, for instance, has a ratio of exactly 2 to 1. The upper note vibrates twice as fast as the lower one.
Mm-hmm. And that ratio is what determines whether the interval sounds smooth or tense?
Largely, yes. Simpler ratios tend to produce what we call consonance, that sense of pleasantness, stability, tonal unity. More complex ratios create dissonance, roughness, tension, instability. And here's the key idea. Composers use the contrast between those two states to build drama.
Okay, so give our listener a concrete case. Think of an interval everyone already knows emotionally, even if they've never studied music.
The Jaws theme. Two notes, just two. They alternate back and forth, and that interval is a minor second, which is the smallest possible step in Western music. The frequency ratio is roughly 15 to 16. Those two frequencies are so close together that their sound waves interfere with each other, creating what researchers call acoustic roughness.
And that roughness is literally what we're hearing as dread?
Yes, and it's not just cultural conditioning. Studies show that greater sensory roughness is generally associated with a stronger perception of dissonance. Our auditory system registers it almost automatically, at a pre-attentive level, before conscious thought kicks in. So when Spielberg needed a shark, John Williams gave him two notes that make the brain feel physically uneasy.
That's remarkable. So the opposite end of that spectrum, what does a stable, consonant interval actually sound like in a film context?
Think of the Star Wars main theme. The opening leap, that's built on a perfect fifth. The frequency ratio there is approximately 3 to 2. Much simpler, much cleaner. Research consistently shows perfect fifths receive higher pleasantness ratings than minor seconds. They convey stability, power, a sense of arriving home.
So not just pleasant, heroic. There's something about that interval that signals authority.
Right, and that's where context layers in. The interval itself has a baseline emotional flavor, but the surrounding music shapes the final meaning. The same perfect fifth can feel triumphant in one context and ominous in another. Consonants and dissonance aren't fixed emotional labels, they're starting points.
Wait, so the interval alone doesn't lock in the emotion?
Not completely. Think of it like a color on a palette. Red has a baseline feeling, but red in a sunset reads differently than red on a warning sign. The interval is the color. The composer's job is to place it in the right context. That said, some intervals do have remarkably consistent emotional pulls across listeners.
Like the major seventh, I've always found that one almost aching. There's a yearning quality to it.
Yes, and that's a great one to name. The major seventh has a frequency ratio of roughly 8 to 15. More complex than a fifth, sitting in that dissonant zone. But it's a sophisticated dissonance. It doesn't threaten like a minor second. It reaches. It's the sound of something almost resolved, but not quite. Film composers use it for nostalgia, longing, beauty with an edge.
So for someone listening who wants to start training their ear, how do they actually begin hearing these distances in the world around them?
The most practical thing is to anchor each interval to a film moment they already feel. Minor second equals Jaws, threat. Perfect fifth equals Star Wars, power. Major seventh equals that reaching, unresolved feeling. Once those anchors are in place, they'll start catching those same distances in every score they hear. The ear learns by recognition, not by memorizing ratios.
And the takeaway here is really that theory isn't the point. Emotion is the point. The theory just gives you a map of how to get there reliably.
Exactly. An interval is a tool for emotional manipulation, in the best possible sense. Composers aren't guessing, they're choosing specific distances because those distances have specific psychological effects. That's the whole toolkit, and remember, we've only looked at single distances today. In our next episode, we scale this up, entire musical atmospheres built from these same principles, which is where modes come in.